You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Our broadcast today brought to you in part by the NJEA, the members of the New Jersey Education Association, working to make public schools great for every child. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti back here on 1160, 1310, WOBM AM, shoresportsnetwork.com, gomuhawks.com with a live video stream for you as well. Third down and one as we come out for the start of quarter number two. Monmouth football is the team's changing ends. Hawks have it at their own 31-yard line. Tight formation and an eye set. Asante will get it, looking for the first down. He'll have it and a bit more. Spinning his way forward, loses his helmet and gets a good second effort, able to fall forward. Asante out to the 39-yard line on what was designed to just get a yard or two, winds up being an 8-yard pickup.
Has to come off the field now because his helmet came off, that new rule in college football. But you have to love the way KB Asante runs. I don't know if he's not the speed guy, he's not the lightning, because they're both power backs, but Matt, Asante just hits the hole so hard.
Interesting wrinkle here as both Hayes into the game at the same time. They will split Frazier. Three wide receivers set. Both into the pattern. Frazier looking to throw. Has Roberts posted up at midfield. Almost coughed it up. Able to fall forward to the URI 49-yard line. A gain of 12. Total domination by Monmouth in that first quarter. Statistically, 185 to 16, the total yards. The time of possession, Eddie, jumps out as well. Basically 10 minutes to 5 minutes.
Kyle Frazier was extremely sharp, completing 9 of 13 for 98 yards. MU balanced. They ran it 13 times for 87 yards, almost half of that, courtesy of Julian Hayes.
George as the tight end up top to the right. Near sideline left, Roberts in the slot. Davenport is the wide man. Hayes going to get it here, picking a spot through the middle of the line. Takes it to the 45-yard line of URI. Gains four to bring up a second and six. Minute gone by in the second quarter. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth leading URI by a score of 14-3. Busy weekend here in West Long Branch. Women's soccer with an overtime win over Lehigh last night. Men's soccer expected to play tonight against Columbia, though the weather expected to deteriorate during the course of the afternoon, and field hockey with a home match tomorrow as well. Frazier wants to throw. Looks for Davenport, who makes a great adjustment coming back to the ball and was underthrown, and he stepped in front of Jamal Best, the corner, to catch it at the 31-yard line. That is another first down reception for Monmouth. The offense is absolutely flying high so far here today.
I'll tell you, all Lamar Davenport does is just make tough catches. He's not afraid to go over the middle. This one on the outside, we see him operate in both the slot and into the X or the Y, and he's been sharp thus far. A couple of grabs for the Asbury Park product.
Junior, 6'2", 180 pounds. Sumlin will go in motion. Jet sweep around right end. Sumlin running out of room, but able to turn the corner and get a couple of positive yards before being pushed out of bounds by Ani. Gain of maybe two. Bring up a second and eight.
We saw last week MU give that action a couple times and then throw in the reverse. I just think you're doing too much conventionally right now. You're gaining yards running the football. You're able to throw. You don't need to throw one of those plays out now, but we'll see if they use that to maybe trick or do some kind of misdirection later.
Hayes single back, sets himself to the left of Frazier, three wide in the game. Frazier fakes left and comes left. Here's the flip pass out to Sumlin, who gets drilled at the sideline by Best. Couldn't hang on to it. Good shot delivered that time by Best, the 5'9 junior cornerman. Incompletion brings up third down and long with 12:45 to go here in the first half.
And I can't tell if Kyle let Sumlin out to hang a little bit or if the ball just hung up intended. There were two receivers in the pattern. He went short man Sumlin. He sent Davenport into the end zone. Big contact there right around the 20-yard line.
Thaddeus Richards comes in at the slot receiver spot this time. Sideline left. Davenport as the wide man left. Sterling up top to the right. Frazier looking right. Has some time in the pocket. Now going to tuck it and run. Break a tackle the 25-yard line. Have a first down at the 20. And lower the shoulder and get three more. And with an emphatic first down from Kyle Frazier, who's generally a pretty reserved guy. I think everyone for Monmouth, offense, defense, special teams, coaches, we've seen emotion today. They've had enough of that talk of a home losing streak. they disappointed with how last week went, know that they need to get a win here today.
And they came out with a renewed sense of purpose, and that time you said it. Kyle, who normally you do well to shake his hand and get a head nod out of him, emphatic with the first down.
First down and 10 for MU from the Rhode Island 19-yard line. Here's Asante, little pitch play to the right side, going to cut back to his left, and then get knocked down at the 12-yard line. There is a flag down on the far side hash mark. That tackle made by Manny Williams. Seen a well-played game so far today. Not many penalties for either side. 12:15 remaining in the second quarter. So far, just a penalty aside. This is going to be a hold on Monmouth. It was thrown at the 15-yard line, and that is a 10-yard spot foul to bring it back to the 25. So it'll go as a 6-yard penalty, really, and bring up a first down and 16.
Normally on those cutback kind of plays, you do see that happen. Asante, slippery, shifty in the middle of the field, but on one of those cutbacks, a Monmouth offensive lineman reached out, grabbed a URI defender. So MU will have to do it again, still within scoring area, at the 25 of the Rams, but now first and long.
Hash mark left. Asante, the single back to the left. Roberts in the slot right. Sterling up top to the right. Shovel pass for Pandorf. Drops the football. That will luckily go as an incompletion and not a fumble, as it is a forward pass. And will go second and 10. Pandorf usually pretty well managed with holding on to the football. Just couldn't find the trigger in that one.
We also normally see that play run to either Tyler George or Mike McLafferty. So this time a new wrinkle trying to get Pandorf involved, but he put it on the deck.
Four wide set. Two left, two right for Frazier here on second and long. Sets up screen to the left. Asante has it. Runs through a tackle. Gets to the 20, cuts back. Another helmet on the floor. Asante still continuing to pound forward. Will take it to the 10-yard line on a 15-yard pickup, much of which is done all by KB Asante by himself. It'll leave Monmouth with a third and one coming up. Looked like number 44, Connor Caponegro, backup linebacker who went to Wall Township High School, lost his helmet that time. He will have to check out.
Is Allenwood a section of wall?
Allenwood is a section of wall.
Appreciate it. You would know.
Geography lesson for you. Third and one. Sterling as the single man up top. George McLafferty, tight end wing combination, and I believe you or I will have to call a timeout. They had two guys go off the field in that last sequence. We'll keep it here with 11:28 to go in the second quarter, and I believe they only had one come back on, so they would have been a man short playing with just 10.
I'd like to remind everyone listening that this year's Monmouth Sports Hall of Fame dinner is Friday, November 2nd at 6:30 in historic Wilson Hall on campus here at Monmouth. This year's class, which will soon be announced, will be honored at halftime of the Hawks football game the next day, Saturday, November 3rd, against Central Connecticut State University. To attend the dinner, contact the Monmouth University Alumni Association at 732-571-3507.
So a big third down and one coming up here for Monmouth, which has certainly answered the call so far at home against CAA foe University of Rhode Island. The Rams in their season opener, so I'm sure they're trying to figure out a lot of things on the fly as well. From here, just to give you an idea of what Rhode Island has coming up on their schedule the remaining part of the season, they'll play at Villanova next week, home for James Madison, at FBS school Bowling Green, home for Brown and Georgia State, at Delaware, UNH at home to wrap up October, and then a main swing that takes them at Richmond, at Towson, and home for Maine.
Got our confirmed halftime interview. The head coach of the nationally ranked Monmouth men's soccer program, Rob McCourt, will join us.
Wind starting to pick up a bit here on a third down and one. Asante will get the carry. He'll have a first down. Gets to the 7 on a good lead block from Justin Pandorf. Monmouth will have it first and goal.
Damon Vargas makes the stop.
You mean short of the fumble from Nagy, it's almost been a picture-perfect half for Monmouth.
Yeah, it's been as clean a half as you could have hoped for outside of that Nagy fumble.
Frazier looking around, setting the offense up. Monmouth this time in no real hurry. Pandorf in as the fullback spot. Asante the tailback. KB will have it. change directions, come left, get dropped in the backfield. First man on the scene was number 46, Ali Muhammad. Clement Ani cleans it up. Loss of about 2.5 on the play. All the way back to the 9 where Monmouth will have it second and goal. Sumlin coming back in. Hawks will go with more of their traditional three-wide receiver set. Sumlin slot right, Sterling up top right. Near sideline to the left is Tristan Roberts. Could be a good opportunity, maybe throw a fade to one of these guys. Hayes is the single back. Frazier, 4 yards back out of the shotgun. Pumps once, has plenty of time, looks over the middle. Wants George, the tight end, just out of the reach. Good coverage as it was thrown into double coverage. And the defenders that time, Wineclaw and Ani for Rhode Island, both kind of got their hands on it, and George couldn't haul it in.
Still waiting for that signature moment early in the season. Only been a game and a quarter and some minutes, but Tyler George does need to show he is the player that NFL scouts are looking at and that we expect to be a highly productive player.
Wineclaw, the safety for Rhode Island, a bit slow to get up after that last play. Clock has been running since the last play. They're going to have to probably put some time back on the clock. It says 10 minutes right now. It should be more than that. Next week, to give you an idea, Monmouth will be back on the road. They'll open up their NEC schedule against the Seahawks of Wagner College. The rivalry renewed between those two schools. Should be fun. 1 o'clock kickoff is set, and you can join us, obviously, for that one. Let's take a peek at the out-of-town scoreboard. It is presented by Coke Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. Northeast Conference activity first. Lehigh, the opponent last week, they're putting a licking on Central Connecticut State in the third quarter. That game up in New Britain, 21-0. Mountain Hawks lead it. Albany with a 28-3 lead against Robert Morris in one NEC game. Bryant leading St. Francis PA 21-18 in the other. Non-conference stuff, Dayton on top of Duquesne 7-3. Wagner leading Georgetown by a score of 7-3.
Tell you, the one thing I think that pops off of that more than anything else is that Bryant, I think, was expected to be...
They got a first-place vote in the preseason poll.
Right. They're expected to be a good team in this, their first full season of membership in the Northeast Conference. They go out last week and lose to Pioneer League foe Marist, and now they're only on top of St. Francis PA, 21-18, midway through the third quarter there.
They got ripped last week by Marist as well. Frazier from the gun on third and goal. Roberts on the bubble screen, sets it up, dragged down at the 7-yard line. Small gain on the play. Tackle made by Ali Muhammad. And the Hawks will come on and bring Eric Spillane for a very makeable field goal.
I was actually talking to the Spillanes, Eric's mom and dad, in pregame, and they were commenting on some of the wind conditions. You have to think only kicker's parents probably pay attention to that. But Eric was out here early, and this really a chip shot for one of the more accurate kickers in the Northeast Conference.
Junior from Colts Neck, New Jersey, will call this one a 24-yard field goal. Evan Ruane, the new long snapper for Monmouth. Peterson, shorthanded holder. Good snap, good hold, and a good kick. Put it up on the board. 3 more for Monmouth. They lead it 17-3. 9:20 to go in the second quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more Monmouth football right after this. You're listening to the Hawks on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Stay connected with the Monmouth Hawks through a variety of social media outlets, like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook. Follow at MU Hawks on Twitter and visit youtube.com/Monmouth Hawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. Get in-depth with each program and stay connected online at GoMUHawks.com/connect.
17-3, the advantage for Monmouth. We are at the 9:20 mark here in the second quarter. Hawks have been flying so far. That last scoring drive, 19 plays, 84 yards, almost blew out of my hand. 7.5 minutes taken off the clock. Eric Spillane capped it off with a 24-yard field goal. I mean, the length of some of these scoring drives have been unbelievable for Monmouth today.
For a team that doesn't huddle, 7.5 minutes for a drive is an eternity. 19 plays Today, the offense, balanced, efficient, 20 passes, 20 runs, and 260 total yards.
Johnson, Farrell, and Morgan back deep, waiting for the kick of Lucas Santangelo. Gets a good charge into this one, sending Johnson Farrell 8 yards back in the end zone. He will down it, and it will come out to the 20-yard line. That's what Monmouth has been waiting for the last couple years. If there's one little chink in Eric Spillane's armor, and he's not a great kickoff guy, if you can get kicks like that out of Santangelo, that's big.
Yeah, and then you allow Eric Spillane to just worry about converting field goals and extra points. But new rule this season, touchback will now put the ball at the 25-yard line.
My error, thank you.
I believe kickoffs were moved up 5 yards. And now it really just seems as though they're trying to eliminate as much of the kickoff as possible. That's not a high school rule, right? That's still the 20?
Correct.
So just in college football, because the NFL is still the 22.
First,
you do too many games. That's the problem.
First down and 10. 5 wide receivers. Empty backfield look here for Benson. Obviously wants to throw. He'll tuck it and run. Nobody open. Good coverage down the field. Take it to the 31-yard line for a gain of about 6. First time we've seen that look from URI today with an empty backfield.
Jeremy Rodriguez,
number 93 on the tackle. Rodriguez, the fifth-year senior transfer from Villanova, played a bit last week after being part of the birth of his daughter. Came right from basically the hospital to the game a week ago. I'm sure probably feels more comfortable this week with a whole week's worth of activity. He's in the middle. Cooper and Lausch, the two outside backers. Benson, again with an empty backfield, wants to throw, will go over the middle, has a man. That catch is made by number 18, Ramadan Abdullah. Down to the Monmouth, to the URI, 49-yard line. It is a first down. Certainly the best play of the day for the Rams, who work in a lot of different formations, a lot of different looks, and a lot of different players.
They kind of have that look of the old Washington Redskins. Remember how they used to shift in and out of formations and plays? And they'll do that. They'll show power, then go spread, and vice versa.
They go power eye formation, slanted to the left, two receivers to the right. Now they'll change things around and go power eye right, tight end right. Here is the give up the middle into Monmouth territory at the 49-yard line. Is number 6, that is Essajola. Io Essajola, the redshirt junior from Brooklyn.
We got an impromptu visitor into the press box here. It's former punter Jack Daniels. He's celebrating 20 years of football and I believe trying to get on air. It's just not a good character trait.
What's his name? Well, I mean, as a punter, you go for any PR that you can. Second down and 8. Here's the give again to Essajola. Better effort that time by the Monmouth defense. 2-yard pickup to the Hawk, 47.5. And on the tackle was Upham and Luma. Third down coming up in about 7 as we tick down towards the 7-minute mark in the second quarter. Monmouth, good start in this one so far. They lead it 17-3. Three wide receiver set coming out from the huddle. Make it 4 now as they will stand up Miglia Reese at the tight end. Trips right, single man up top to the left. Benson from the shotgun. Here comes pressure. Lets it go. He's got a man over the middle. Fumbled football, and Monmouth has it. The target was Billy Morgan, who caught it. And then Elijah Phillips came in and delivered a jarring hit to have that ball pop out. It is picked up, I believe, by number 85, Brad Harris, who covers, and Monmouth gets the turnover and possession back, trying to put some more points on the board. Good to see Elijah back in the mix.
Not only back in the mix, but delivering a blow. He had the shoulder problem for so long. Here, puts the shoulder right on the football and gets it on the deck. At that point, when I saw him closing in, Matt, I was just hoping he would prevent the first down yardage. Here, causing the turnover, and MU with the ball near midfield, already up by 2 scores.
Such a talented player that has had the injury bug. Eddie mentioned the shoulder problem, battling hamstring issues as well the last couple years. He could be a big part of that Monmouth secondary. First down and 10 here from the Hawks from their own 49-yard line. 3 wide set for Frazier, has Hayes to his left. Kyle going to work, looking down the field, lets it go. That one will be caught by Roberts at the Rhode Island 35-yard line, out of bounds at the 33. 18-yard pickup and a first down for MU.
Kyle Frazier looks just so much more comfortable in the pocket. This
offensive line as well. Maxwell and Murphy, the two tackles, Molina and Patterson, the guards, and Hunchek, the center. They have really kept Frazier pretty comfortable in the pocket. Little play action rolling right. Frazier stretching it out, going to tuck it and run, get to the sideline after he gets about 9 yards, runs out at the 25. Let's call it an 8-yard pickup, and it'll bring up a second and two for the Hawks. 6:22 to go in the second quarter. Monmouth cooking right now at home, 17-3, trying to snap out of a long losing streak at home, and even their record here in 2012 to 1-1. They look sharp. And to me, at least, what they look like is a team that played last week as opposed to Rhode Island in their season opener. Second and two. Frazier with three wide. Fake the bubble screen. This time in trouble. Frazier eludes the rush, stays on his feet, looks, throws. He's got McLafferty wide open. Touchdown, Monmouth! Somebody lost McLafferty, who was 20 yards clear of any Ram receiver. And how about Kyle Frazier ducking and dodging, keeping the play alive, and finally found McLafferty, who was waving his right hand to let Kyle know he was open. And another touchdown for the Hawks, who now lead it 23-3 with 5:57 to go in the second quarter. This so far has been just what the doctor ordered. Second touchdown pass of the day for Frazier, who in with this drive has got to be close to 200 yards passing in the first half. We'll check the stats in just a second. Spillane on for the extra point to put the deficit at 21. Peterson off the good snap, good hold. Kick is up, drilled right through the uprights. 5:57 to go in the second quarter. Monmouth 24, URI 3. We're back in 30 seconds with more Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, follow at MU Hawks on Twitter, and visit youtube.com/Monmouth Hawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every social media page associated with Monmouth University Athletics in one place at gomuhawks.com/connect. Stay connected with the Hawks and join the conversation right now.
That scoring drive, the quickest one of the day for the Hawks, Matt. Three plays, 51 yards. They took just 46 seconds off the clock. Frazier, 25-yard scoring strike to Mike McLafferty.
Said Frazier would be close to 200 yards throwing, and he is. He's at 183, 15 of 22, with a couple of touchdown passes on the day. Here's Santangelo giving this one a decent charge. Won't drive Johnson Farrell back into the end zone. He'll return it from the 3-yard line. He's got a big hole. Gets to the 30, out to the 35, to the 40. Santangelo again has to get involved with the tackle. Second time today that has happened. And URI with a good solid return out to their own 45-yard line. Don't want to see that, especially in the game that you're dominating. Don't let URI back into it, especially on special teams plays.
That's been their best play thus far of the day is the kickoff return. We saw Santangelo have to make a couple of tackles now. URI has the ball in very good field position at the 45-yard line, trailing Monmouth 24-3.
First down and 10, 5:48 to go in the second quarter. Rams and Bob Benson come out. 6'1 junior quarterback has three wide receivers into the game, two right, one up top to the left. Pass in the flat is caught, able to spin forward and get a couple of yards. Number 10, Asani Mudimbi, taken down at the Monmouth 48-yard line. Gain of about 3.5, we'll call it 4, and a second and 6 coming up.
URI in no hurry, doing near 5 minutes remaining before halftime, but they know they have to get points on the board. As Monmouth has done, Matt, what we wanted them to do, start fast, start quick, and get points on the board.
Same set, slot receiver down to the bottom of the formation, sideline right, up top to the left, single man. Mudimbi has the single back. Benson looking to go down the field, got a man. That catch is made. Staying on his feet is Abdullah, who will take it down inside the 30-yard line and get tripped up to the Monmouth 27, where it will be first down. That goes as a 24-yard hookup.
That time, MU had a lot of room in the middle of the field. They went single high safety with Andrew Sutton, which allowed the seams to be fairly open. Pat Gray had to retreat all the way from the line of scrimmage as he was blitzing on the play to make the tackle trailing.
Abdullah, who just made the catch, will split out wide to the left. Morgan and Johnson Farrell down to the bottom of the formation. Here is Essajola, able to get the corner going to his left. Taken down by Pollard at the 16-yard line. That will go as a first down on an 11-yard pickup, and clearly the best drive of the day for Rhode Island here, who's looking to get back into this football game.
Started with the good kickoff return, then the nice pass completion. That their best run of the afternoon. And URI right outside the 15-yard line. And this is where Mammoth's defense tightened earlier in the game. They'll have to do the same here.
First down and 10 for the Rams from the Hawks 16. Two wide, split to the right. Tight end wing up top to the left. Essajola gets it, runs through one tackle, and then ridden out of bounds by Rodriguez, the middle linebacker. Upham had a crack at a tackle in the backfield. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Don't think he got any positive yardage. It'll go as no gain and bring up a second and 10 with 4:09 remaining in quarter number two. Hawks sticking with the 4-3 base defense. Rodriguez, the middleman in the linebacking core. Lounge and Cooper, the two outside guys. Pollard, Coe, Hildebrandt Jr., and Sutton back deep. Sutton showing blitz from the outside. Essajola will get the carry again. Sutton will come in, get involved in the tackle, down to just outside the 10-yard line, a gain of close to 6 yards. It'll bring up third down and a long four, as Sullivan will come in, take over for Rodriguez. We are at the 3.5-minute mark now. This is the one thing I think Monmouth would love to do, close out this defensive drive and only allow at least an attempted field goal. Haven't yielded a touchdown yet in this game, and after a solid second half, which they didn't yield any points to Lehigh, I'd love to put together back-to-back halves of no touchdowns.
I got a question for you, partner. We're pretty warm up here. How do you think the Sonic Cherry Limeade feels?
If there's actual any cherry limeade in that, I'd love a sip of it, but I can only imagine the person in there is sweating up a storm. Tough day to be walking around with that.
Melting the ice. If we look down there and it's a puddle in a couple minutes, we're going to have a whole world of concern.
You might have a lawsuit on your hands that we'll have to worry about. Timeout has been taken. We'll step out and take a quick break as well. URI called a timeout on the 3rd and 4 coming up. Monmouth leads it 24-3. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
You can join us each and every Tuesday from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End as the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show takes place live from Jack's from 7 to 8 o'clock on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310. Third down and 4 for Rhode Island. Changes the formation, the Rams do. Man in motion is Justin Farveau. Here's the pitch. It will go to Modimbi, looking for the first down. He'll be close to it. Takes it down inside the 10-yard line. It will be fourth down on the spot of the football, about a yard shy. Well, if I'm Rhode Island here, I go for it. You had a kick into the wind, and you're on the hash mark. You're down 21. I think you need to figure out a way to get a little bit of a spark, and the only way to do that is to go for it.
Well, you know, part of what I talked about a lot in our previous broadcast, Matt, you always have to know what you need to do to win a game. If that means no huddling, going in your two-minute offense early, you have to do that. URI needs points. They're down by 21, and they are going to go for it.
I formation. Essajola is the deep man at the tailback spot. Rollout for Benson. Fakes the pass, and he'll dive forward for the first down. Pollard had an opportunity to make the tackle in the backfield, but all Benson really needed to do was just dive forward. That's exactly what he did do. Get to the 5-yard line where it will be first and goal for Rhode Island. 2:31 to play in the first half. Monmouth with a comfortable 24-3 advantage coming up at the half. We'll take you around the country. Top 25 scores, Northeast Conference scores. We'll take a look at the CAA and be joined by Monmouth men's soccer coach Rob McCourt. Eye set, tight end wing right. Now it's Essajola's turn off the left side. Gets to the four-yard line, taken down by a host of Hawks. Rodriguez, the first man in on the scene. Louch cleans it up. It'll be second down and goal.
Good to catch up with Coach McCourt for a few minutes. Soccer team was supposed to play tonight. They're, as of now, they're scheduled to play against Columbia, but checking the weather report, I think everything except cats and dogs are heading our way.
Sure sounds like it, right?
That's what they're saying. I've heard everything from hail to frogs for this evening.
Miglia Reese, wingman to the right. Fumbled snap by Benson. And Mama says they have it. They do. On the bottom of the pile, the Hawks coming away with it. So how about that? Rhode Island with a great drive going. Look right before the half. Probably get some points on the board. And the Mama defense up to the challenge as they have been so far today all day long.
Their second turnover that they've caused. And without Pete Nagy's fumble, which set URI up in great field position, who knows what this score would be? Is MU on top, 24-3. They recover it right at the two-yard line. We'll see what the offense will do now, as there's just about 101 seconds remaining in this opening half. And how good has the defense been the last four quarters? You go to that halftime and on of Lehigh, and then this afternoon.
Very good. Haven't given up a touchdown since late in the second quarter to the Mountain Hawks. I am curious to see what the offense does here. They're pinned back pretty deep. First down and 10 from their own 3-yard line. The give will go here out to the 5 for Monmouth. Gain of 2 to bring up a 2nd and 8. Asante got the carry.
Again, no huddle, but they don't exactly hurry up. And I think that's kind of the what people sometimes fail to understand. Just because you don't huddle doesn't mean you're going at an ultra-fast Oregon-like pace. But what this allows is you don't want that defense to substitute. What you have is 11 players staring at Jeff Gallo and three of the Monmouth backup quarterbacks right now.
All signaling plays in. On second down and 8. Frazier will give it to Asante. Started right, comes left. Gets to the 10, out towards the 13, where he might have a Monmouth first down. They'll stop it and measure things up as the referee will come over, I think, and look at it. Now they'll just move the chains forward. It is a Hawk first down with 50 seconds to go. Again, Monmouth not in any real rush. The idea would be, you know, do you have time to get down the field? But up 21. I think keeping it close to the vest probably the right move here because you don't want to make a mistake.
Right. The move is I think it's not to have to take a timeout unless you break a big one. If you break a big run, you get near midfield, then you can do that. But now with under 30 seconds and running, MU content to go into the half with this lead.
Frazier lets the play clock go down to basically zero. The give is to Asante, and that should take us the rest of the way as 15 seconds remaining on the game clock will tick off, and the Hawks will head into the locker room with a very solid first half, not perfect, but pretty close to it. 24-3 is our score. MU with 3 touchdowns and a field goal, yielding just 3 points. Kyle Frazier with 2 of those touchdowns. Julian Hayes with a touchdown run. And Monmouth leads it 24-3. We'll take a timeout when we come back. Rob McCourt, the head men's soccer coach from Monmouth, will have scores from around the country and locally as well. All part of our halftime show as we break for 2 minutes. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.